So this is the video of Syrian militants announcing the liberation of a Shia mosque in the Idlib province in the village of Zarzur. And this person who's speaking now is saying, Wa'id, he's obviously lost a comrade, and he's saying, this is revenge for you. They're taking revenge for their lost men. And you can sort of see men milling in and out of the place, some of them carrying objects out of the mosque, which we'll see later. And over there's two flags on the ceiling, but I can't make out if the Al-Qaeda flags or the flag of this particular battalion of the Free Syrian Army. And this man here, who's sort of the main guy speaking, on more than one occasion says they are the Amr ibn Ma'ad Karb al-Zubaydi battalion of the Free Syrian Army. And that's repeated at least three times throughout the video. So this is an Islamist detachment of the Free Syrian Army. And over there, of course, you can see the fire, which is burning inside, and you'll get a clearer picture of the fire later in the video. And very ironically, right now on this gate behind these men, in red graffiti, the words "No and a thousand no's to sectarian strife" are graffitied on the gate of the mosque. And of course, as well, you can see men on the roof waving the flags, and there's also a group of them performing what I can only assume to be victory prayers. And over here you can see flags. These are flags that are used in most Shia programs, especially in the month of Muharram. And they're piling them on the floor and setting them on fire and trampling on them, I think, as well. And of course, the fire is burning inside, and there's still men in and out, going in and out of the mosque. And again, they're just, declaring victory, declaring liberation. And of course, he's just now performing a victory prostration in thanks for liberating the Shia mosque. And what's worrying is the level, not just the level of desecration, but how they all seem to be, very happy about this. They're filming this, they're broadcasting this, and it's not just this video. You can see other people filming as well. Here, the men are trampling on what I can only assume to be Shia literature, just stamping on them in the mud. And of course, it's worrying in the sense that if this is the Free Syrian Army battalion, God only knows what would happen if the more extreme Al-Qaeda elements got their hands on a sacred shrine in Damascus.
What were they shouting at the end?
Sayyidina Qaedna Muhammad, Muhammad, our master, our leader.
So, you studied what happened in Iraq. Does this have worrying echoes for you?
I mean, I think it does. Obviously, this is nowhere near the same scale as the horrific attack in February 2006. But the reason why I draw the comparison with Iraq is because, regardless of all the massacres, it was actually a symbolic attack on a sacred building that unleashed really horrific waves of violence. And of course, this is worth bearing in mind, is just well, I shouldn't say just. It's a Shia mosque, but it's not a sacred shrine. There is a sacred shrine in Sayyida Zainab, and obviously now Sayyida Zainab in southern Damascus is almost cut off from Damascus proper, and the areas surrounding it are slowly but surely being taken over by the rebels. So my real fear, of course, this is a very disgusting sectarian desecration of a Shia mosque, but my real worry is if the more extremist elements. And the people we're seeing now in this video are not typically the most extremist. There are much more extremist elements in the Jabhat al-Nusra group and the Al-Qaeda affiliated groups. If they do get their hands on the Sayyida Zainab shrine in Damascus and Sayyida Zainab, which is one of the holiest sacred shrines of the Shia, I think the consequences will be particularly nasty. And that's why I drew the Iraq example.
Is there any sign that this video is kind of being widely circulated and spreading more sectarian fears?
I mean, I think the first video I posted, I think it was yesterday, and that was immediately taken off by the uploaders. And I think that some people in the Syrian opposition realize this is a tactical and strategic error on their behalf, not just attacking it, because I'm sure there's been similar stories across Syria, but this is being filmed and it's being they're boasting about the quote unquote liberation of the Shia mosque. I'm not sure how widely spread the video is now, but I can only assume it will become more and more popular, both within the extremist circles of the Syrian opposition and those who keep pointing to the fact that there are very extreme elements within the opposition who we need to be afraid of if these guys do come into power after Assad. The longer this conflict drags on, the more powerful and the more important the more sectarian elements are going to become. And I think a few days ago also we saw a horrific beheading video of supposedly two Alawites who they accuse of perpetrating the Hawla massacre. And the beheading video is the Islamists give the sword to a young boy who can I can only imagine to be 9, 10, 11 years old max, and they tell him to cut the head of a captive. So it's pretty nasty the way not only this is escalating, but the way they are openly filming these things and broadcasting them online for the world to see.
Okay, Haider, thanks very much.
Thank you, Matthew.